It's Thursday, 9 o'clock. You know what that means. We get to visit with our good friend, Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show, which you can hear on our sister station, 1340 The Fan. Friday nights from 10 p.m.-ish until midnight. And, Stephen, welcome back.
Good morning, Chad. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. It was a fun little week one out there for some of those teams.
I tell you what, we got it kicked off and running. There were some great games last week and some really good ball games. And then there were some that weren't quite so good.
Yeah,
so we had a little mix of some of those first week games and some games that, you know, we had, I think, out of 113 11-man games, there were six or seven that went into overtime or double overtime. And that's a pretty good number for any given Friday night.
Well, absolutely. And one of the games that you told us about that was going to be really good, turned out to be a really good game, of course, was the Lubbock-Cooper and Idaloo game.
It was. And but Lubbock-Cooper, just too much. They were able to make the stops they needed to. They're very proficient on offense, and they won that ball game 43-22, and they step out of that. And this week they're going to take on Randall High School up there in Amarillo Canyon area, and that is going to be a dandy of a ball game. We'll be talking about that one tomorrow night as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think so. Cooper seems to have a pretty good team that we're going into week two now, which it's nice that, yes, it is week two, and we actually are calling it week two. Tell us about some of the big games that will be happening this week.
Well, we'll start up there in the big schools, and you've got Lubbock Coronado. We'll have their home opener as they take on Odessa High School. Now, Coronado lost on Saturday to Weatherford 50-38, but they did put points on the board, and that's a good number for Coronado. If we look back over the last couple of years, they haven't been scoring that many points. Their problem is Odessa beat Monterey 47-7, and so I think Coronado has a pretty tough task. They're at Lowry with an Odessa team that seemed to be very efficient on defense, and they're putting up a lot of points. So Coronado's going to have to show up with their A game in that one, but it should be a good ball game. Lubbock Monterey takes on Hereford. As I just mentioned, Monterey lost big to Odessa down in Odessa last week. Hereford was beaten by Lubbock Estacada 37-36, and that ball game went back and forth, and Estacada did not put it away until the final seconds of the game. So a Hereford team that I think somewhat improved, and they're going to be, but they're going to be stinging. How much did it take out of them losing a close game like that? And we'll see what Monterey can do there. I know Odessa is supposed to be pretty good, but we'll see. We'll get a better gauge for where Monterey is. Again, they travel up to Whiteface Stadium there in Hereford to take on Hereford. Friendship hosts El Paso El Dorado. Friendship rolled last week over El Paso Burgess 59-7. I don't think you'll see a score much different than that this week. Friendship gets another big win there. We talked about Lowe Cooper and Canyon Randall. This is a great game. Randall, one of the teams that is expected to compete for a district championship in their district up in the Amarillo area. I believe Cooper's going to compete for that championship here. So this ought to be a great measuring stick for both of these teams. Lubbock Estacada will host Dumas, and Dumas lost in overtime to Perryton 48-42 last week. So Dumas able to put some points on the board. Both of these teams experienced with a very close game and a back-and-forth game. Dumas came out on the losing end. Estacada came out on the winning end. That ought to be a dandy of a ball game to watch as well. Lubbock High gets Andrews in town on Saturday. Andrews, another overtime game. They beat San Angelo Lakeview 29-28. Lubbock High comes out on the short end of the stick against Sweetwater 66-35 last week. So they're going to have to be able to play a little bit better defense, I think, to be in that ball game. But that'll be a good one to watch there on Saturday. Leveland lost in a close ball game to Muleshoe last week, 48-46. And Leveland, a much improved team. Muleshoe's always got a powerful team, and they had a great ball game there. They're going to step up and play Shallowwater. Now, Shallowwater had the bye the first week of the season, so we don't know yet what this year's version of Shallowwater looks like, but based on history, they're going to be pretty tough, and that should be a really nice ball game there at Shallowwater. Seminole comes in to take on Idaloo. Again, the Wildcats stinging after that loss to Lubbock Cooper last week. Seminole lost their ball game to Midland Greenwood 49-36. So I kind of think Idaloo has a chance to get back on the winning side in that ball game, but another good one. Slayton and Snyder, two teams that I would say had the most disappointing start to the season of any of the teams we're going to talk about today. Slayton lost to Floydada 33-6. They outgained them by 100 yards offense in the game. Wow. Floydada scores, they lacked one score of scoring for the non-traditional cycle as they had an interception return for a touchdown, safety, a punt return for a touchdown, and all they needed was the kickoff and they had it. So, Slayton's going to have to definitely pick up on defense and other things. They moved the ball well. I think they had 260 or 270 yards of offense. Not great, but they outgained Floydada, but lose the game 33-6. Snyder comes in with high expectations for a season, and they get shut out by Littlefield 28-0. So, you know, they have to be disappointed with the offensive production there. And so this is going to be a game where we see two teams that are trying to get the ship righted and get things back on track, and it'll be interesting to kind of watch that ball game. Dimmitt comes in to take on Lubbock Roosevelt. Dimmitt, a loser to New Deal last week, 55-14. Roosevelt knocks off La Mesa 45-34, and I think Roosevelt picks up their second win of the season, and they switch New Deal travels to take on La Mesa, and again, La Mesa losing last week. I think New Deal picks up their second win. Tahoka takes on Post. Tahoka didn't have a very good start last week as they got beat by Crosbyton 34-7. Post lost to Abernathy in a rematch of a district championship game last year. It was 24-21, the score last Friday night, and I think Post probably gets the edge in that one, especially being at home. Drop down to six-man. Meta takes on Petersburg. Meta had a big win over Santa Ana. Petersburg started their season off with a loss to Follett. And then you have Anton taking on Kroll. Anton started last week. They got beat by Spur 58-13. So what do they do this week? They travel to take on the number one team in the state, Kroll, who beat Abilene Christian 72-6. Wow. And, boy, that's a tough assignment right there. Kroll brings almost everybody back from a team last year that won a state championship. So I think Anton's going to have a long Friday night, but that's when we play the games. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. We're visiting with Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. You can hear it on our sister station, 1340 The Fan. Hey, what happened to in the game with the team from Anchorage?
Stephenville won 43-0.
That's a long trip not to score any points.
It is a long trip to not score any points. And the heat was not the factor we thought it would be. I checked at game time, and the heat there was 85 degrees.
That's not bad.
About 25 degrees warmer than it would have been at Anchorage.
Yeah.
But I think it was a good game as it goes. But, again, you're playing Stephenville, and just the quality, the level of competition, the amount of talent on the field, Anchorage probably not surprised with the outcome. Probably grateful that the high end of the score was 43.
Yeah. Do we know if Anchorage had any fans?
I think there were a few parents that made the trip, but that's about it. Yeah. Everybody else was Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, did you hear about what happened in Abilene?
I did not.
Abilene Cooper taking on Wichita Falls Rider. The game is Wichita Falls Rider winning the game 21-7 with 4:13 left, and the game is called or suspended, depending on which coach you talk to, because of lightning. Rider says we won. Cooper says, no, you didn't. Game wasn't complete.
Huh.
And so they go to UIL. UIL says, well, you coaches have to decide. I mean, the UIL says you have to decide who won the game.
Right.
But the coaches don't agree, and so you go say, okay, UIL, what's the next step? There's not one. Y'all have to come to an agreement.
That doesn't make any sense at all. You would think that somebody in the UIL would go, maybe we should have a plan B in case one of the coaches doesn't want to lose.
Well, and if it was a district game, of course, there would be other things, but since it's a non-district game, but it was quite a controversial deal, and coaches are kind of crossways with each other. And,
yeah.
I don't know, but I thought that was kind of interesting because the UIL says, well, the coaches have to decide whether it's a complete game or not.
So have they come to a conclusion yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
Wow.
That's something I've got to check on today. But so we start the season off with controversy.
I think the coaches need to have they need to, you know, compete against each other.
And I'll be honest with you,
like
my thinking on it, you know, if you're sitting there down by three with 4:13 left,
yeah,
maybe there's some room to talk.
Yeah.
You're down about 21-7.
Yeah.
And anything can happen, but it hasn't happened in the majority of the game, coach.
Maybe they had them right where they wanted them.
Yeah.
You don't know. Maybe that was their game plan.
The last 4 minutes.
Maybe their game plan was to do absolutely nothing until 4 minutes left.
And maybe I'm just too big a pansy, but I think in that situation, the trailing coach should concede victory and do it, you know.
Yeah, you would think so.
So, but anyway, last I read, the coach from Wichita Falls, Rider, said we're 1-0, and Abilene Cooper coach said we're 0-0 going into next week.
Wow.
So how do I write that on the board Friday night?
Yeah, I have no idea. Just a question mark on that one. Tell us which game people have to go to if they want to go watch a game Friday night.
If you don't mind driving, drive up to Canyon to watch Cooper play Randall. If you're going to be at home, I think Dumas and Estacada is the game to see.
All right. Stephen Orr, West Texas Friday Night Scoreboard Show. Tune in on our sister station, 1340 The Fan, Friday night to hear about all the scores in West Texas, all the games. Just a ton of information, a lot of fun as well. Stephen, thank you very much.
Chad, thank you.
Have a good one.
You